The new kid is large, taller than our homeroom teacher, Ms. Guthrie, and as wide as her desk. Okay, maybe not that wide, but he's prime bully material. Believe me, I ought to know. "You must be Reuben," Ms. Guthrie says.
"That is correct," he says.
Then, before she can ask us to give him a warm, wellspring middle school welcome, Reuben continues.
"My full name is Reuben Spencer Hardesty. My family just moved here to St. Louis from Albuquerque. My hobbies are doing puzzle books and hacking the parental controls on my father's laptop. I also like astronomy, but not astrology, because they're not the same thing at all, even though people get them mixed up. My parents say that sometimes I provide too much information."
"No kidding," mutters Logan Montgomery, who until today was the biggest kid in seventh grade.
"However," continues Reuben, "I've been told that explaining my interests is the fastest way to find friends who are like me."
"Good luck with that," snorts Logan. Usually Ms. Guthrie would give Logan a warning. Not this time, though. Right now, our teacher has this crazy frozen smile, like she's auditioning to be the fifth face on Mount Rushmore.
"Wow," she says.
She's not the only one wearing a weird expression. Pretty much everyone looks confused by the new arrival with the tent-like green polo shirt and heavily gelled hair. Not me, though. I'm starting to like Reuben. Because the way I see it, there are only two possible explanations for his little introduction. One, he's crazy. Two, he's a total genius who knows that the new kid can get away with saying anything, so he's putting on a show. Either way, he's the center of attention right now, and that's fine by me. At least it is until Ms. Guthrie points to the empty seat beside me and tells him, "You can sit over there." Big kid with big mouth gets stuck next to snarky kid in wheelchair. "Misfits unite!" He trundles over to me and holds out his hand.
"I'm Reuben."
"Noah Savino," I say. I really don't want to shake hands, not with everyone in class watching us. But Reuben's just standing there like a waxwork figure. So I do it anyway. A snicker ripples through the room. "Reuben Spencer Hardesty, huh?" I say, trying to keep the focus on him. "That's an impressive name." His eyes seem to be fixed on my shoes. Converse All-Stars. Very retro.
"At my old school, everyone called me Double Wide," he says.
I figure I misheard him. "Double Wide?"
"Because I'm so big."
I can't believe he just admitted that. Out loud. Next, he'll be telling me he doesn't believe in personal hygiene and that he likes to sacrifice bunny rabbits every full moon. Behind him, Ms. Guthrie glares at everyone, a warning to keep their mouths shut. "You're not so big," I say, trying to help him out.
"Yes, I am. I'm taller than 99.3% of my peers, and I have a body mass index of 26.5, which means I'm obese."
He nods to himself.
"So you can see, my nickname is backed up by objective data."
Please take a seat, Reuben," says Ms. Guthrie, looking just as freaked out as I feel. "There's space at Noah's desk." Actually, there are two spaces, and Double Wide fills both of them. His nickname is quite accurate, it turns out. He places his book bag gently in his lap and turns to me.
"You're in a wheelchair."
I roll my eyes. "And you're very observant. Got any other special skills?"
"Well, I know pi to 200 decimal places."
"That must come in handy." He thinks about this.
"Not very often."
"Shocker." He nods.
"So, why are you in a wheelchair?"
"Because I'm too lazy to walk."
"Will they let me have a wheelchair too?"
"Probably not."
"Hmm."
He opens his bag and pulls out a Batman pencil case. I can't remember the last time I saw a Batman pencil case. I wonder if he's got a Disney lunchbox in there, too. He catches me gawking.
"Cool, isn't it?"
Ms. Guthrie clears her throat, double wide, leans closer to me,